In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I want to remind all of you that the church picks the readings for us to reflect on each Sunday, that on this great day of celebration in the city of New Orleans, I did not pick Jesus multiplying the water, changing the water into wine, although it would be most appropriate for this occasion. Today we gather and we remember from last week when Jesus was baptized. All four Gospels recall Jesus being baptized by John and the revelation of the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus and the voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." That great moment of baptism was so important in the ministry of Jesus. It's where he began his ministry. Now, each of the evangelists give different accounts as they tell the narrative of Jesus' life and mission. And they focus their readings in different ways. The only place where it is mentioned that Jesus changes the water into wine is in the Gospel of John. And the story is one that we know and hold dear. John was emphasizing that as Jesus began his public ministry, as he was called forth and baptized and revealed by the Father, that it was at this very first miracle that Jesus brings the plentiful wine, the symbol of joy, as the Lord comes to begin his ministry, that it is one of great rejoicing and great joy for all the world. Now, when we look at the readings, we see how important the role of Mary is in this first miracle. We realize that after Jesus had been discerning his call, discerning to know what God the Father is asking of him, that he was baptized, but he still was trying to understand what it all meant. And it was here that Mary, who calls him forth, says, "They out of wine." And Jesus says, "My time has not yet come." And Mary then says to him, to the stewards, "Do whatever he tells you to do." And then Jesus then instructs them to fill the stone jars with water. It's such a powerful message because we see that earlier in the life of Jesus, that it was when Jesus was going up to the temple. Remember when he was lost and he was missing for 3 full days? And that whenever his parents finally found him in the temple, it was there that he was having theological conversations with the scribes and the Pharisees. And everyone was so impressed at his knowledge. And then Mary says, "Why have you done this to your father and I?" And Jesus responds, "Didn't you know that I must be about my Father's work?" At this moment, Jesus is saying he needs to be about the mission. But Mary grabs him as a young child, and Mary and Joseph bring him back home where he stayed, as the tradition tells us, about till he was 30 years old. Those Jewish mamas had a lot of influence on their children. But at this moment, as Jesus is so young, he's feeling that, you know, my time is now. I have to be about my Father's work. And Mary, who's wise, knows that it isn't now, that he's too young, that he has so much to learn. And so Mary brings him back home in her care, and they continue to instruct him and to teach him as Jesus continues to understand. So the one who stops him when he's young and says, "Come home, it is not time," that later in the life of Jesus, she then pushes him out the nest. She sees the power of the baptism of Jesus. She realizes that the Spirit that was upon her during the Annunciation when she said yes to God, that the same Spirit was upon Jesus as he was baptized. And she realizes his time is now. And so she pulls Jesus out and says, it's time for you to be about your work. And she instructs everyone, do whatever he tells you to do. It is such a beautiful image. For us in our lives, we have to be people who have to always be about the work of God. Our baptism demands it. We in our baptism have died to ourselves and have risen to a new life, a life that is for God. And so throughout our life, we have to be people who discern well what we do with our precious life, with our gifts. And the first thing we always have to do is listen in our hearts to what God is speaking to us. That's what Jesus had to do. Jesus wasn't born as a little baby who knew everything. Jesus had to learn just like you and I had to learn. Jesus had to study the scriptures. Jesus had to learn to be able to develop his prayer life. Jesus had to learn how he could give to others. That Jesus in his life had to be able to come to understand who he was. The same is true for all of us. We have to come to understand who we are. We have to come to realize that our lives are lives that are holy and that are given to bring goodness into the world. And so in our lives, we have to discern and constantly grow. We have to be able to study the scriptures to see what is it that the Lord's speaking to us. We have to be able to spend time in prayer to reflect, to be able to understand what God is calling us to. We have to be a people who are able to acknowledge and reflect upon life so that when we mess up, when we sin, we're able to put that behind us and seek forgiveness. And that when we do good and do right and do just, that we're able to recognize that and be able to hold to those gifts and that life. So the first thing that's so important for us is to be able to listen to God's voice. The second thing that's so important to us is to be able to look at the holy people that God puts into our lives that helps us to know what the will of God is in our life. So all of us have people in our life that God has put into our life that are people who are able to hold us back, to challenge us when we are maybe too anxious, to challenge us to look at our health and our well-being, to challenge us and look and say, you know, maybe those choices aren't the best choices. It started with our rearing in our homes, from our parents, from our families, who taught us right from wrong, taught us how to pray, taught us how to act, taught us how to navigate through the world. And so much of their responsibility was to hold us back when it wasn't time. We don't outgrow that. We still have people in our lives that we have to listen to and attune our ears so that we are able to know when we should hold back. Sometimes it's because we're burning out. Sometimes it's because our priorities are a little mixed up and skewed. Sometimes it's because we're not living our life in the way that God's asking. And the people who love us challenge us. We also have people in our lives who push us forward. Our parents had given us that. Not only did they protect us and guide us and hold us back, but their job was to push us forward, to say, explore these gifts, explore these wonders. And they were the ones that continued to challenge us and to push us. Not only our parents, but also people throughout our lives, our spouses, our friends, the members of our church, all people who surround us to be able to call us forth. When we discern in God's will in our life, how often do we hear people encouraging us to what is good. You see that in this community with our work with Camp Able, how we are able to encourage the work of Camp Able by supporting it, by encouraging those who are active, by welcoming the members that come to our church. The church, the encouragement, keeps the work going. And then how many of us hold us back? You know, sometimes you take care of me so beautifully. When I get grouchy or I'm looking tired, I hear you look at me and say, Jim, are you all right? I hear you look at me and say, you look tired, you know? And those challenges are so important. And I also hear you say, man, that was really awesome what happened there. Or I really liked what you said. And those words give me encouragement. You see, for us, oftentimes we kind of focus on the first part, listening to our hearts, which is so important. But sometimes we stop there, and we're not as active of listening to one another, to the people that God sends into our lives that are able to say, whoa, are able to say, go, let's do it, let's get moving, let's make it happen. So for us, we need both in our discernment. And the third thing I want you to reflect on about discernment is listening to the voice of God in your life, of listening to those who are able to encourage us to slow down or encourage us to speed up. Oh, one thing I forgot to say in that was that Mary had it right in both these occasions, but she had it wrong in one time in Scripture. Do you remember when that was? When Mary was telling Jesus that giving him advice that he didn't take? You remember when he started his preaching and the whole city was around him? And then all of a sudden Mary and her other children come and they say to Jesus, Jesus, your mother and your brothers and your sisters are here to take you home. They thought he lost his mind. They thought he wasn't making the right decisions. They were worried about him. They saw what happened to John the Baptist, and they didn't want it to happen to Jesus. And then Jesus, he didn't jump up and go with them. Jesus stayed exactly where he was, and he looked at everyone and says, who is my mother, my brothers, and my sisters? And he said, anyone who hears the word of God and acts on it. You see, sometimes as we have people in our lives, sometimes they get it right. Sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes so we have to discern and not just follow blindly what people are saying to us. Sometimes people are telling us to do this, and in our hearts, we know that it's not what God is asking us to do. And sometimes people are not love us say, you know, to me, you know, that church ministry is going to kill you. You should get out of that. It might kill me, but it's anyway, it's like, I know God has called me to this, so I stay. So we have to be able to use good judgment. So first, listening to the heart of God. Second, allowing the people in our lives to help us in our discernment when it is in the will of God. And thirdly, to look at the fruit that's being produced. To look at our lives and say, where are the blessings? Where is the joy? And in that, we find the will of God. May God's blessings be upon us as we celebrate the great feast of the miracle at Cana, but most importantly, the great feast of the joy that the Lord pours out upon our hearts. Amen.